Welcome to Hello Somebody, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia, where we rage against the machine, where we raise our voices against injustice and stand up for justice, where we embrace hope and joy with an optimism for a brighter, more just future. Each week, I'll be dropping knowledge, whether it's a solo episode from me or a hearty discussion with esteemed guests doing great things in spaces and places of politics, entertainment, social justice, and beyond. We get real, baby. I mean, really real. We get honest. We get up close and personal for you. Yes, you. Because everybody is somebody. Before we begin, I want to give a special shout out to my team. Thank you, Sim, Tiffany, Sam, and the team over at Good Juju Studios, Erica England, Pepper Chambers, the hot one, and my social media team. Hello, somebody. We are 19 days into the month of January in 2022. And I swear to God, it feels like we've been in 2022 for 6-7 months already. Because so much is going on right now. We know that the United States Senate debated whether or not it should end, or just a carve out in the filibuster. The filibuster is a rule that the Senate uses. And basically the filibuster stops a simple majority from voting on legislation, from moving legislation. So you need 60 votes to move legislation in the Senate. I mean, it is ridiculous. And the reason why I'm bringing this up right now, and I'm just feeling heavy, and I have to use that word so I can keep myself PG, is that that rule, that filibuster rule that was created by the Senate, it has historically been used primarily to thwart civil rights legislation. So you see, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I mean, here we are in the 21st century begging people in the United States Senate to get rid of a Senate rule that has been used to thwart civil rights in the United States. This is the 21st century. It's not the 20th. It's not the 19th. It's not the 18th. But my God, it feels very much like that, because we are revisiting some of the same battles that not just our foreparents fought, but people walking on this earth right now engaged in those fights. Like, some of these folks are still very much alive. And you talk about being triggered. They're being triggered. You got groups marching in D.C., people getting arrested in 2022 because they're standing up for voting rights. I swear to God. Making us think we back in the 1960s. This shit is crazy. Yeah, I'm in a cussing mood. This ain't a PG show today. It's just not. And I do believe that people should be alarmed by this. Everybody should be alarmed by this, because it shows very clearly that it does not take much to go backwards. And if we can go backwards on voting rights, what else are we going backwards on? Well, I'm glad you asked. For the last 11 years, the federal minimum wage has not increased in the United States of America, the wealthiest nation on the face of the earth. Wrap your mind around that. Now, different states certainly have a little higher minimum wage here and there. In my great state of Ohio, it's a little over $8. But who can live off $8? $7.25, $8, $10. We hard pressed for anybody to be able to live
offer $15 an hour, but we will continue to fight for $15 because we're just trying to raise this sucker. But it really should be about a living wage, period. So no, we are going backwards. Meanwhile, in communities all across this country, the price of gas has gone up. The price of groceries have gone up. The price of living has gone up. But they expect people to live off of $7.25 minimum wage. Makes no sense to me. How else are we going backwards? I'm glad you asked. We are in a global pandemic. The COVID, the Rona, as we call it in some portions of the hood, is mutating. And now we have the Omicron, which, according to doctors, less lethal but more contagious than the Delta. And some folks are acting as though the pandemic is over. It is not over. It is still very much in full effect, and people are catching it left and right and backwards and forwards. They are. And so we got some folks who refuse to follow the science, to believe in the science, to get vaccinated, to get boosted, even after all this time. Ask all your questions. But what we do know is that by and large, people who have been vaccinated do not, and I said by and large, that doesn't mean 100%. They do not get as sick as people who have not had it at all. Not as sick. Doesn't mean that they don't get sick. Doesn't mean that they won't die. But it lessens the likelihood. And for the love of God, why can't people just get the vaccine? Or, you know what? Yeah, we need to test people every single day then. But folks got to do something. Wear the mask. Wear several masks. Now we're finding out that the N95 is the best mask out there to help stop the spread of the virus. I know it's thicker. I know for some people it's problematic. I know that this is uncomfortable. Who in the hell wants to walk around with a mask on most of the time? I get it. I don't want to do it, but we must. Because we all have a role to play to try to tame the Rona. All of us, from the government to individuals, we all do. And while I'm on my rant, let me just go off on the CDC. The Centers for Disease Control. Baby, you know, changing the rules like that just because corporate America, you know, you got a letter from Delta and others saying decrease the days that people have to stay isolated so that they can just go back to work. Are you kidding me? You had the nurses go ham on these fools. And I'm glad that they did. It is really, and you hear me say this time and time again, but this is it because I'm trying not to cuss. The whole time that we are having this conversation together, a sister speaks two languages and cussing is one of them. So I'm trying not to cuss the entire time, but it is hard because we have such callous indifference, mainly by people who got fancy titles. They got a lot of power, but they really don't give a damn. How does the CDC, in the face of all that is happening, just decide with corporate America and just send people back to work, sick as hell, contagious as hell, just don't give a damn. And it is a reminder for all of us that this country is really turning into the corporate states of America, that we have a handful of people, the oligarchs, that control politicians. They control the type of policies that come through, not just the Congress, but legislatures all across this country. Hell, even on the local levels of government, they are just in control. A few folks who have most of the money and have most of the power, and they are definitely suffocating what we call democracy in the United States of America. Even down to the damn CDC, Centers for Disease Control. Now, that's something. And it should cause all of us pause. So let me go back to the United States Senate. So they voted finally tonight, 2 days worth of debate and speeches and quoting of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which many of those folks, especially Senator Manchin and Manchin Sinema, the two Congress people, one from the great state of West Virginia. I will still call it the great state of West Virginia, even though West Virginians, I don't know why. Y'all need to get your senator. And the great state of Arizona, you need to get your senator too. But these folks voted against. They voted against even reforming the filibuster. I mean, minimally, we could take it back to the talking filibuster, but I think it needs to be reformed all the way. Just do away with it. Hell, not reform it. End it. End the filibuster. But these folks have been holding strong. And I'll give them credit for something. I will. Hey, they out in the open with their stuff. You got other folks who hiding behind them, but they out in the open with the fact that they are okay with minority rule in the United States Senate, and they okay if our rights are trampled upon. They okay with it. And they said, hey, primary us, we good. There is something wrong. It really is. And we all should be outraged by what is happening in this country. And I mean that. I mean collectively outraged. And as much as we are outraged, there is always something that we can do. And people need to rise up. We have got to go back mixing some new school with some old school with the protest of the 60s. Taking it to the streets. Standing up to these elected officials, even the ones that we like, because baby, they nibbling around the edges. Riddle me this. Seriously, riddle me this. Help me to understand this. I need somebody to help me understand this. How in the face of a pandemic do we not have universal health care? I'm trying to understand it. I can't understand it because you know why? It makes absolutely no sense. Just does not. There are just certain things that we cannot make sense. Because if we cannot get universal health care in the face of a global pandemic, when are we going to get it? In the face of this pandemic, we can't get elected officials in the Congress to lower the price, to push on these pharmaceutical companies to lower the price of prescription drugs that everybody at some point or most people at some point in their lives will need, from babies to 99-year-olds. Right? And then we can't get these fools to expand Medicare to include dental and vision and hearing. For the seasoned folks in this country, what kind of sense does this foolery make? But yet and still, the military budget is increased in a bipartisan way. The infrastructure bill passed in a bipartisan way. Now, you need to ask yourself, why would they pass a infrastructure bill in a bipartisan way, yet they're not willing to pass the watered down version of Build Back Better in a bipartisan way? I'm glad you asked. You know why? Because the infrastructure bill primarily benefits the movers and shakers and players in corporate America. That's why they were able to pass that in a bipartisan way really quickly. And Senator Manchin and Manchin Sinema had no problem. The Republicans, who have lost their ever-loving minds, to quote my beloved paternal grandmama, you hear me? Yeah, that's why they passed it. And so you might say, well, Sister Turner, don't we need to repair our bridges, our roads, our airports, expand broadband? You absolutely right, we do. At the same time, we need to repair the livelihoods of the people in this country. The child tax credit, at this very moment has expired. Hello, somebody. That was in Build Back Better, watered down version, but it was there, has expired. Meanwhile, these folks got the pure, unadulterated gall to call people who are standing up for the best interests of the people of this country, wanting to change material conditions, talking about we pushing the country left. Oh no, we not pushing the country left. We are very much in line with where the American people are. And you know who the extremists are? It's the corporatists in both parties. They are the extremists. They are the ones out of touch. We're not out of touch. And when I say we, I mean the people who believe that we should have universal health care in the United States of America. The people who do believe that those among us who punch clocks, who are wage workers, deserve paid leave. Those of us who believe that Medicare in its current condition, minimally for 65 and older, should expand and take care of hearing and dental and vision that should have never been separated from basic health care to begin with. It is the craziest shit I have ever heard, and I'm glad that my consciousness level has been pierced. Has yours been pierced and pricked? Do we understand that canceling student debt should happen, must happen, that the way that the system works is predatory? Baby, when we know better, we ought to do better. Eyes open. That most of us are in the same boat. Because all of us are working class. Just some people are making more money within the working class. But we all, most of us are working class. If you ain't got a trust fund, if you ain't got a sugar daddy, a sugar mama, a sugar somebody, you are in the working class. We work for a living. So all of us are in the same boat. What is happening in this country is obscene. The predatory capitalism is obscene. Now, I know there are some folks that believe that we can have compassionate capitalism. I live to see the day. And I don't doubt that that can happen. Hell, I don't know. But I know this. What is happening right now is not working, sisters and brothers, family and friends, and we, yes, we, the collective we, have got to do something about it. So I urge you, join an organization. Do something. Stand up and let's fight. We cannot continue along this course. The ecosystem of this nation cannot take it, and that's social, political, economic, environmental. Baby, we can't take it. Racial. We can't take it. This cannot and must not endure. Houston, we got a damn problem. We do. We have a problem, and we got to solve it. And one of the ways that we can solve it is politically. Let's start electing people who actually care about the people they are serving and who are going to stand up for something, even if it means that they may have to suffer some consequences in their next election. Political power matters. Who we elect matters. Any old blue or any old red, just any old body will not do. And Jesus, I am not going to let the Republican Party off the hook. These folks, they have voted against every single thing in that Congress heretofore since the Biden administration started that will actually help people. I mean, how do you vote against this stuff with a straight face? And the people who they serve and represent directly need to call these people out for not standing up for their best interest. The majority of the American people are on the side of the issues that the progressive movement is champion, being the champions of, even if they don't call themselves progressives. And any of us, but by the grace of God, can have a medical catastrophe that could wipe us out. Any of us, but by the grace of God, could be that person sleeping on the streets. And for them, the power structure, the status quo, to lullaby us so much so that we do not believe that we have the capacity to have a social contract that lifts people in this country, then damn it, something is wrong with all of us. We should be sick and tired of being sick and tired, as Fannie Lou Hamer once said. We should understand that what progress means is that we will uplift the people in this country through policy, public policy. Poverty is a policy choice. We bailed out Wall Street, but throw crumbs at Main Street. Something is wrong with that. And when you got politicians, even the ones that you admire, who are not willing to put something on the line, then something is wrong. And if we gonna continue to take this, then damn it, something is wrong with us. Each and every one of us needs to examine whose side we are on and stop being lullabied. You got some of the most powerful people in this nation making excuses about what they cannot do. Hell, I heard one commentator blame what the man said. He said, it's not the Democratic leaders, it's their followers. What did you just say? So you gonna lay blame on followers and not leaders? That followers have more responsibility than leaders? Jesus, riddle me that. And anybody that wants you to be blindly loyal, something is wrong with them. We don't worship, should not be worshiping these political parties, signing a blood oath to these political parties. In my humble opinion, and yes, it is humble, I believe that we should collectively be about the uplift of people, period. And yes, call out, indict political parties, period. They're not sacred at all. But we are so polarized in this nation, and folks are using social media as a blunt force object. They are. Our brains are being rewired with this stuff. There's a yin and a yang. As much as social media gives us the opportunity to touch and to reach in warp speed, to quote Captain Kirk for the Trekkies out there, Scotty, beam me up. Scotty, I need more warp speed. Social media does give us the ability to make the world smaller. It does. However, it also provides a platform for foolishness, for foolery. It does. So Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we must do better. We need to think critically. We need to call out folks. Sometimes you ain't got to always call out people in public. But damn, what is it going to take for us to really, really examine and really tell the truth about whose side folks are on? That matters. It matters dearly. It matters greatly. And why the collective we let some of the most powerful people off the hook? Meanwhile, back in hoods and misunderstood, we indict our sisters and brothers and family and friends on a regular basis. But Jesus, we will cry river for folks with fancy towel. And that's just some folks, because there are those of us who don't get that same kind of mercy, don't get that same kind of grace. So I want to hear from you. Are people fed up like I am? Are you tired? You know, I had a boss, you know, when I worked for Mayor Michael R. White, and he was bad. He was fierce. He was one of the best mayors, not just in the city of Cleveland, but in this country. And he would say to his cabinet, to us, if your hair is on fire, act like your hair is on fire. Do I got anybody with me out there whose hair is on fire about something? I mean, if you were in the middle of an ocean drowning, Would you be cool, calm, and collected about that? Would you want the person to come to rescue you to be cool, calm, and collected? Or would you want them to be radical about coming out there to save your life? If you were in a burning building, would you want somebody to radically come and get you out of that building? Or do you want them to act like everything is okay and be prim and proper about it? I'm over it. Hello, somebody. I am. And I need some other folks who are over it too. We are not to go play games with this. People are suffering and they need help. And we live in a nation where we have the resources to give that help, to have a social contract one to another, to make sure that the ultra, ultra, ultra flipping wealthy in this country don't get to control every damn thing. Something is wrong. And I am sounding the alarm along with some other folks. And I don't care who likes it. And I'm over it. This stage in my life, I'm over it. Baby, we need change in this country. We do. And we need elected officials who don't forget in whose name they are coming in. And we need to separate the wheat from the chaff. As the Christian Bible talks about, we need to know whose side these people are on. And how hard are they going to fight, or are they just going to give lip service? All of these people, too many of them, that were quoting the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., not just in 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019, on and on and on, are full of it. Absolutely full of it. Because in order to understand the man, you got to understand the mission. And are you in lockstep with the mission? Universal health care. The Reverend Dr. King called this nation out on its militarism, its materialism, the poverty, the racism, and the bigotry. Jesus. Yeah, I'm calling on Jesus, Black Jesus in particular. I need to hear from some folks. If your hair is on fire, let me know. Hello, somebody. Hello, Somebody is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.